to Washington, D.C. I guess it's still there. David Lightman is here with the McClatchy newspapers, of course. David, good morning. Good morning.
Hey, how are you? Why don't we all fly to Connecticut and we can all do the show live from Carbone.
That sounds like a plan. We'll hold you
wow.
to that.
That'd no, be I always, when I was with the Hartford Current, that was a, we would always go over there.
Yeah. Carbone's, and let me tell you something, they are just, well, they got another restaurant too, also in Bloomfield.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep, yep, they're the best.
Yes.
So, David, what kind of marks is the president getting for handling these two hurricanes, Harvey and now Irma?
Yeah, no, people are pleased with the president, with FEMA. Now, we'll see what happens in the wake of Irma, but they've been out front on this. They've been organized. I mean, look, no recovery effort is perfect, Lord knows, but they give you that sense they know what they're doing. And I think that's a big part of the game here. We'll see what happens, like I say, as we move into this week. But the president is acting presidential.
Well, and, boy, I'll tell you, coming from the media, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, now, we are always fair. You
know? Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, to be fair, he does seem to be acting more presidential over the last month or so, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, look, you could take this deal he made last week with the two Democratic leaders, Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi.
I think it was terrific.
Yeah, I mean, you could argue it both ways. I mean, you could argue this is what a president does. He brings people together and makes a deal for the common good. And so instead of, for example, on this show, us talking all the month of September about, oh, what about the debt ceiling and the budget and can government function, it's over. They're done. They did it. So that's acting presidential. I mean, we can criticize other things. We always can. But, yeah, I mean, so far so good these last 2 weeks.
What's the buzz in D.C. about Hillary's book tour?
Yeah, this is, that's tomorrow, I guess, it officially comes out. Oh, boy. You know, whoa, oh, how can I put this?
She says she's all done with politics.
Yeah, why? I mean, what, you know, she's blaming, I guess, I haven't read the book, obviously, but I've seen the excerpts, I've seen the news accounts, and she's apparently going after Bernie Sanders, and to what end? I mean,
exactly.
Sanders had a very, I thought, classy response to all this, which is let's move forward, not look back. I mean, look, she lost. Scholars are going to be debating for the next 50 years why she lost. We've talked about it endlessly on this program. This is her shot. I don't want to say she's done, but I think Washington has moved on. She lost. She's not going to run again. The Clintons are history, so be it.
But is there the sense that, particularly we're hearing from some Democrats, that they're fed up with Hillary and it's time to move on?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no question. They don't want that shadow of Hillary anymore. They feel this was an election they could have and should have won, and they didn't. And, again, we can do the postmortems forever, but they want to move on. They don't want to be the party of Hillary. And that worries a lot of them, actually, as you move into 2018. That's why, again, go back to Sanders. I thought that was a very good move on his part, both personally and politically, and that is let's move forward. Let's talk about the agenda, not what went wrong last year.
How much is Sanders going to be involved in that 2020 campaign, do you think?
I think quite a bit. I mean, he already is. I mean, he's got a following. He's articulate. He's, look, agree or disagree with the guy. He knows where he stands.
Yep.
He's got a movement behind him. And,
he does. He does.
Particularly young people. I mean, we all talked about it on the show last year, but you go out to these college campuses, they love him. And you can't dismiss that. He's strong.
David, would the movement be more effective from his perspective if he joined the Democratic Party?
That's a good point. That's a very good point. And I think I might be wrong about this. Didn't Hillary Clinton make that point in her book?
Yes, she did.
Well, you know, and she says we didn't ask him about it. We did ask him. I remember, gosh, it was like April of 2015 when he first said he's probably going to run for president. He was outside. There was a press conference outdoors at the Capitol. I went. There were 50 reporters there. And all we kept asking him was, why are you running as a Democrat when you're an independent? And have you changed your registration? Will you change your registration? And we got very flabby answers. We didn't get straight answers to all this. Later we did. I think he did change his registration. But to this day, he remains an independent.
Mm-hmm.
So So what? Yeah. What is? So that question has been asked over and over, and that's, if I'm a Democrat working in the trenches for the Democratic National Committee or whatever, yeah, I want to hear more answers to that question.
Well, David, as usual, great to have you with us. You kind of start our Monday morning for us. Great to have you here on the air, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
I'll look forward to it as always.
And David, thanks. Guess what? When you come back to Hartford, we'll go to Carbone's, and Brad is treating.
Well, no. I.
What do you mean?
I mean, no, I want to go to Carbone's, but I have to treat.
Oh, wow. I'll accept. Hey.
Twist my arm.
There you go. Hey, yeah, we'll fight over the check. I look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Take care.
God bless.